is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line we launch here in hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com, get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. With the order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. That's AdamEve.com, offer code FTL.
800-259-9231. We spent the entire first hour talking with Brian Travis. He is a friend of ours and a listener to the show. In addition, he's also a Free State Project member. He moved up here last year, brought his whole family and a whole lot of horses up here with him because, well, he, like us, moved up to find more freedom, to work toward more freedom, to become an activist for liberty. And little did he know that he would become embroiled in a bit of conflict, in fact, quite a bit of conflict with the local government. He lives in the Candia area of New Hampshire on a very nice piece of property. And today, the police showed up in force with officers from surrounding departments. They pulled officers off of other squads to come and stand guard at his house as a veterinarian came in and looked at his horses. For what reason? We still have yet to determine, because they were checking not the health of the horses necessarily, they were checking the paperwork status of the horses. Turns out Brian didn't jump through their hoops. He didn't obey like a good little citizen and fill out whatever requisite paperwork the state of New Hampshire has for horse owners, didn't pay the licensing fees or whatever it is that they demand. And so as a result of that, they stole a dozen very expensive horses. And even if they weren't expensive, it would still be outrageous. They stole a dozen animals, a dozen horses from Brian's property this morning, and it was just a stunning display of force on the part of the government, showing that we're the government and you're not. We own you, we own your horses, and if we say we want your horses, we're going to come and get them, and there's nothing you can do about it. They came in, they came inside your home, they secured your firearms, they kicked you out of your own home, they loaded up trailers full of these horses, trailers which had duct tape on the license plates, which had tape over the names of the owners of the trailers that were written on the sides. They wanted to obscure the destination of these horses, you know, in case you wanted to actually go after your loved animals and retrieve them for yourself. Where do we go next from here, Brian Travis? Are you going to even be able to get these horses back? Or are they gone permanently? What are your options?
Darn good question. The only thing that they left me with as they left was, well, we'll be back a little later to give you an inventory. And so they gave me an inventory of the 12 horses by way of photographs, saying, you know, this is a bay, a mare, and this is a baby or whatever.
And I think so the law says, I think the law says they have to do that before they actually leave. So they left and then came back and gave you an inventory of what they took.
Yes, it was several hours before they came back and gave us the inventory. And I have no idea if they had 12 horses on there. You know, they said they had 12. They could have 20. I don't know. I don't know how many horses that were on there, but they said they had 12. And so, you know, we have to trust them because they're the government. So we have.
Well, now, wait a minute. Hold on, Brian. Wouldn't you be able to tell how many horses they have by virtue of how many you have left?
Yes, but we haven't been back there yet. It's been so upsetting.
I see.
We've been inside the house. We haven't taken an inventory yet. We will tomorrow.
Okay. So,
I've got these pictures that they took. Some of the pictures they took on the property here, and some of them they took once they got into their destination stalls because they didn't have the proper pictures on the property. And I'm going to scan these pictures, and I'm going to scan the search warrant, and I'm going to put it all up there. I just didn't get a chance to do it before the show here because I'm getting the video up. And I want everybody to tell me how sick and pathetic and abused these horses look.
Well, they're not. Are they making those allegations, or are they just saying you don't have the paperwork?
Why would they have the vet here if they're not sick and abused? And and why would they have the police here if it's not a crime? It's not, you know, it's not a crime not to fill out paperwork. Oh, wait, it is. But why would they have, you know, a dozen armed cops, securing a half-mile road in front of my house?
Because you're a free stater, and they're adrenaline junkies.
Going on here.
You're
They're adrenaline junkies who like going onto people's properties with guns and telling them what to do. That's exciting. That
but they're
really
also cowardly. Well, so that's why they bring 12 of them.
Exactly.
Right.
From other towns.
If it was really John Wayne that was going in there, he'd stand right in front of that driveway with just a six-shooter on his hip and pop them off as they went for their guns. But no, they're just a bunch of schoolyard bullies that if it came down to a fair fight, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't take off a badge and take off their gun and fight me with their fists because they're cowards.
So, Brian, so you don't really even know what the next step is. These people have stolen your horses. They said, okay, here's the inventory. No one has been charged with anything. They didn't arrest you or your wife or your son or anything like that. You did, by the way, get video footage of most of this, and you're working on uploading that to YouTube. Apparently it's not up there quite yet. But no one's been charged with anything, right?
That's correct. There was a guy wearing a suit and tie and a baseball hat, and I asked him who he was, and he says, "Who are you?" And I said, "Do you know who I am? Who are you?" And he shut up. He wouldn't say anything. And I thought immediately, attorney, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "Well, you know, who are you? And why can't you tell me your name?" And he just kind of looked off in the distance like he's some kind of, you know, idiot savant. And finally, he turned around, and I was able to see through the snow the his baseball cap said Rockingham County, which is our county, district attorney's office.
Oh, boy. Brought in the heavy hitters for this, huh?
So he's on your...
The only thing that I knew is he was there to execute the search warrant.
And he was on your property and refused to identify himself?
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's all on video. You'll see it when you...
They're breaking all kinds of laws here. This is wonderful.
Yeah, well, it'll be wonderful if we can get Brian his horses back.
Well, were the cops directing the traffic in and out where the people had their license plates covered up? Because, I mean, that's a crime to drive around without a license plate on. If they're doing that and the police are supporting it, they're assisting these people in breaking the law under the color of law, which is a violation, and they need to be brought to justice for this kind of behavior.
Yeah, it sure seems like it.
Wait, was there a question?
Yeah, so were the police were assisting these people who had their license plates covered, yes?
Oh, yes. Well, the police showed up first. They did the raid. They did the sweep to make sure that they got all the people and all the guns out of the house. Of course, you know, they may have missed a few, but, you know, they got everybody out. And then the trailer started coming. You can see it from the video.
Okay.
They you know, directed the trailers that were out there, you know, this way, you know, waving their little wrist like that. And the trailers, man, they just kept coming and coming and coming. And you'll see that on the video, too, how many trailers they had, you know, lined up just waiting to receive horses so they could get their,
there,
you know.
There's got to be a way to challenge this search warrant, to challenge the actions that they've taken. I don't know what it is. We need to find that out and get that going for you.
How many times can the police execute a search warrant and not have criminal charges to go along with that? Doesn't that seem a little unusual that they just showed up, they took these horses, and they didn't bother charging him with failure to license the animals or whatever the, you know, the BS charge would be?
Well, they've got like 5 years by their rules. They've got 5 years or 2 years or 7 years or whatever their rules say to press charges.
Really?
I mean, the thing with Cooper videotaping, they didn't press charge with him. They arrested him. They took him downtown. They let him go. You know, catch and release kind of thing. Take the hook out of the mouth and let him go back. They apparently have 5 years to press charges on this thing, and they'll just kind of take their sweet time, and if we don't, you know, obey ourselves, oh, remember that thing, you know, you were audio taping somebody without their consent,
mm-hmm.
you know, in violation of the 1974 Wiretapping Act. Yeah, well, you know, we're going to press charges on that now.
Brian, how can the activists help you out in this situation, if anything?
I've been in contact, let me tell you, after I put out the first Pork 411, I'm using my BlackBerry now, which is my multi-everything,
mm-hmm.
To do videotaping, and I'm getting text messages, I'm getting voice messages, people are calling, worried, you know, wondering what to do. We're going to be meeting very, very soon, like maybe in the next 24 hours or so, to figure out how we can direct the energy where it will do the most good.
Right now, all of the activists are converging at nhfree.com and the forum there. There's a thread about this which contains the phone number for the Candia Police Department. It also contains a phone number for the SPCA, which was also behind this raid.
I'll be calling for comment.
Yeah, they have not given me any comments yet. Here, hang on, Brian. I'm going to bring you back for one more segment. We're going to come back with more of your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
America's legendary sports car endurance classic runs Saturday, March 21st at Sebring International Raceway. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. See Audi, Porsche, BMW, Corvette, Ferrari, and Mazda. The epic sports car battle of the year. And there's more. Live music, car displays, beach volleyball, the Boner Custom Rods Bikini Contest, and mixed martial arts exhibition fights. Gates open Wednesday, March 18th for 4 days of racing action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March 21st. For tickets and information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 800-626-RACE. Sebring, the biggest sports car race of them all, March 18th through the 21st.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. We are focusing on one particular issue at the moment, and that is that one of our listeners had his home raided this morning, a dozen of his horses stolen from him by the New Hampshire state government bureaucrats. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and of course you can bring up anything. We'll get to other topics here shortly. Let's see. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to get in touch with SACL CAI. Not only do they do collections, they also do early out billing and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go back to Brian Travis. He was the victim of the multiple kidnappings this morning, or horse nappings in this particular case, where a dozen of your horses were carted off by anonymous individuals who, well, they were, you were able to photograph some of them or get video of some of them. They were doing their best to hide their faces because obviously they were embarrassed about doing what they were doing. They were taking perfectly healthy horses, horses that were in all, you know, normal shape. They were well taken care of. So it was not an animal welfare issue in the slightest. What it was an issue about was obedience. That's, of course, what the ultimate crime is as far as if we're talking about crimes that are not against another person. The ultimate crime, as far as the state is concerned, is you disobeying, you not doing whatever it is they demand of you. And in this case, you didn't jump through their paperwork hoops with your horses, and so that's the reason that they stole your horses. Theoretically, they could come back tomorrow morning and take the rest of them if they happen to be hanging out in the stalls, right?
I guess if they've got big enough guns, they can do anything.
So we're at a situation now where the activists are clamoring to know what they can do to help this out. I called the police chief earlier today. I called the SPCA, which is a some sort of weird private agency that's become a bureaucracy that's involved in this. And I left messages for both of the people in charge there, and nobody has called me back. As a member of the media, no one bothered to call me back and comment. So people can go to nhfree.com in the forum there, and they can find the thread about this, and they can get some of those phone numbers. But you said there's going to be some kind of a meeting where people can learn more about what to do next, and you guys are going to brainstorm?
Yeah, it's a brainstorming meeting. I'm not sure exactly. Somebody else is setting this up, but I think the key is that if you want to get involved, call the SPCA right away and tell them what's going on, tell them that you don't approve of this, and if you currently give money to the SPCA, stop right now, but don't just not send a check. Call them and say, this is why I'm not sending a check. You guys are operating at the point of a gun. This is not acceptable to me. I am about the welfare of animals, not about some vendetta of some investigator who thinks he's a big-time cop.
Who I believe used to be a cop. Is that correct?
He claims to be a cop, but the way that he handled Cooper's gun during the last arrest was quite comical and put everybody in the vicinity at risk of death.
So hopefully we can end up getting your horses back and maybe even bring up some of these government bureaucrats on criminal charges. It's also a possibility here. I can see Sam's gears are turning right now as we do the show. We got some calls here, Brian. Do you mind staying on the phone for a couple of them?
Sure.
Here we go. Let's talk to Josh in Keene. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line with Brian.
How you doing, Brian? How you doing, Sam,
hey,
Mark, Ian?
Hey, great.
All right. I've done some of these things today. I found out about this morning because, you know, it kind of shows the beauty of the networking that's going on with all the people here, the Free Staters, just emerging libertarians and liberty people in the state. So I wake up, check Facebook really quick, and got these floods of messages telling me something's going on at the Travis compound. So obviously I immediately thought it was a repeat of what happened with the horses. Start putting pieces together. I start calling people. I think I called this inspector person or the field manager at least four times a day. Didn't get a response from the Candia Police Department either. But the thing that has me enraged is that I'm one of several people that is at Brian Travis's home nearly every single Sunday. I've seen the upkeep of these horses. There's a stack of hay that's taller than the man's home. I mean, many, many people spent weeks building the shelters for these things. So to allege that they're not taken care of, especially when Beth lives on the property as their caretaker, is absolutely ludicrous on its face.
I don't believe that allegation has been made yet. I think the allegation, from what I'm understanding what Brian has said, is that he doesn't have the paperwork filled out.
Oh, that's what it is. You didn't register the hooves.
Yes, the hooves and the health certificates. And I mean, this all started with the shed building. There wasn't enough sheds. and then we had no sheds, and then we had an ice storm, and then, you know, a couple of the sheds got limbs through them, and then some bureaucrat complained that there wasn't enough, and the horses are starving, and there's not enough food, and, you know, it just goes on from there. It's all these busybodies who think that their aesthetic for taking care of horses is different than what's actually there. So instead of knocking on the door and saying, hey, you know, can I help you with this, or, you know, there might be a problem there, they knock on the door and demand things, or they call the cops, and all of a sudden the gun is in the room.
It's like their moms didn't treat them how to teach them how to respect people.
I think it was busybodies that got this started, but once you responded the way you did by forcing them to get a search warrant to actually show somebody that, yes, we have a reason and we have probable cause.
By pulling out a video camera.
Yeah, to come on this man's property and see, you know, what's going on, that then it became a matter of control and obedience, and you've got to play along by the rules. Why don't you just play along to get along, Brian?
Right. And I don't want to bring lawyers into this because lawyers are part of this whole cabal.
Yep.
You know, we hired a horse lawyer in Colorado to defend us from some woman who claimed that she owned our horse, and the lawyer just kind of ripped us off. Now I'm here. I don't want lawyers. I want to embarrass this guy. I want to embarrass the SPCA, and I want criminal charges. He started the fight. And this thing is not right. Something is sticky here, and we need to fix it. So as far as what activists can do, call this guy. He's not going to listen to you. Call his boss. Call the national director of fundraising for the SPCA. I mean, let's put the SPCA.
Take it to national.
About the prevention of cruelty to animals. That's their name. Not the enforcement of local laws that require some paperwork to be filed.
Thank you, Brian, so much for the...
jumping on the... it seems like now you have what should have... What I always assumed was an animal welfare charity hopping on, you know, the baton-wielding fever bandwagon. I mean, it's insane. The thing that really has me worried, well, not so much worried as perturbed, is, you know, I put out some messages just to give people these phone numbers to call, to, you know, get some sort of... whatever action I can do from Keene. I couldn't drive up to Candia today because I got a class and whatnot. But I've got other friends sending me messages asking me what's up. I explain the situation to them. I send them to the NH Underground forum so they can get a better detailed assessment of what's going on, and they don't see the problem.
They don't see the problem?
They don't see how this is a big deal.
They don't see how somebody having their horses stolen, their loved ones essentially stolen from them, is a
quarter
big deal.
To half $1 million in
horses.
These
libertarians?
This is the thing is, they licensed Japanese people, and then they interred them. They licensed Jews, then they interred them. They licensed the Tutsis, and then they slaughtered them. Licensing by the government doesn't have a great history.
Well, we will find the activists who are willing to take action on this. There are a number of them, and Brian, I thank you for the call tonight. Also, Josh, thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
Well, we
don't have time. Sorry, guys. Gotta let you go.
Most batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increased root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. Liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about tonight here, and still people want to comment on this horse situation. One of the Free State Project participants, Brian Travis, had his horses stolen from him today. A dozen horses ripped from his property, thrown into some sort of horse trailers, and taken to secret locations around the state. And it's just absolutely outrageous what they've done here. No criminal charges have been filed. Apparently, he didn't file the appropriate paperwork with the state over this. And I don't know if they gave him warnings or not, or if they just came in and just decided to put the hammer down. Either way, it doesn't matter. You shouldn't have to beg state government bureaucrats for permission to possess and take care of an animal. In this case, the animals were well taken care of. So we're going to go continue with your phone calls. Gardner Goldsmith is with us from New Hampshire. Gardner, apparently it was a little under the weather tonight. That's why you're not sitting in the third chair.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I'm so glad that I even get the opportunity to listen to this. The way you guys have pulled together and a number of things come to mind, whether it's on the superficial aspect of it, which is the tarnish of laws that these people have come up with and try to apply and misuse in order to push their neighbors around, because I think, just like you and Brian were saying, it's clearly a matter of embarrassment and revenge here. And I think there are a couple points that I just wanted to bring up. First, congratulations to all you guys for stressing the fact that the horses were stolen. They were stolen. They weren't taken. Some people are saying taken. And that implies that they could have been given. Those are owned by Brian, those horses.
Or so he thought.
I am very impressed with Brian with something that he mentioned. He said, you know, we take care of these horses. These are valuable horses. We do all the things to try to make sure that these horses are valuable on the market. And one of the key things that I think comes up here is that they took the horses away because of evidently paperwork, and they have not given him, as Brian said, they have not given him any sort of a criminal citation or anything like that. Just like you said, this wasn't animal welfare, just like you said, Ian. This was a paperwork function. Why take the horses if it were about paperwork? If this doesn't make sense, why not say you don't have the proper paperwork, and even on that level of thuggery, what we're going to do is fine you? It seems to me that the final thought I wanted to mention is it seems to me that in most of these cases, they rely on the public's ignorance and belief that horses need some sort of laws or rules, and the image that they're going to try to portray to the public is that Brian is a bad caretaker mm-hmm. of his horses, and so therefore the horses were saved. And
right,
I want
people to think about it this for just a second. If the police came into your house and took your dog or your cat and said, this person is taking bad care of this animal, they didn't give you any kind of explanation or anything like that, just because they didn't like you. And remember, that's what politics is about, punishing your enemies and rewarding your friends.
Right.
Just because they had a vendetta and they said you're a bad caretaker of that animal, how could you prove otherwise?
Precisely. And, you know, there was something, I was speaking with Glenn Jacobs about this today, and word has gotten around everywhere, you guys, because of the websites, Brian's work, and kudos to Brian. You know, I get on Facebook and I mention something about it. I get a message from Brian like 20 minutes later. I mean, the fact that he's out there doing this work is really impressive and working with you guys. And for people outside the state, they don't know how abuzz everybody within the state is about this. Everybody knows about this. As far as the free-minded people go. Glenn Jacobs and I were talking about it, and, you know, he's Kane in the WWE, and he said, well, you know, Guard, this is the sort of thing that you've got the weight of the government increasing in people's lives everywhere, whether it's their towns, you've got the economy going down because of government. And he says this is the sort of thing that can happen even more because people might say, okay, you know what, I don't want to follow that paperwork. That's extra expense. I don't want to do that. Or they'll have more busybodies getting involved. Oh, that shack hasn't been repaired yet or something like that. This is the sort of thing that can happen more even during economic downturns. And I know it's sort of an incidental thing to bring up, but I thought Glenn made a really good point. And I think Travis's point about why would I mistreat these horses? They are valuable to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely essential, and I'm so glad all the information is up there. I'm going to get online and start making calls tomorrow about this.
Yeah, hopefully the video will be available shortly. As soon as we know that it's online, we will announce the URL so people can go, or how to search for it, and so people can go and see the footage. Because apparently Brian was able to video capture most of what happened this morning, and so we've yet to actually see the footage. That may make this even more persuasive to other people that are outside of, for instance, the listening area that aren't able to hear this show. They may be able to come across it on YouTube and be similarly outraged, and hopefully, again, bring this up to the national level. Take this higher than the New Hampshire SPCA. Go all the way up to the top and let them know. If you are an SPCA member and you are an SPCA contributor, let them know that you're withdrawing your contributions, and you'll be encouraging your friends to withdraw theirs as well because of this outrageous, their complicity in what is essentially a police state.
That is exactly it. And gentlemen, that's just the way that I'm going to go. I hope a lot of other people do. I'll clear off and just listen. And I'm so glad, by the way, Sam, kudos to you, man, because I know all the work that you've done in battling the courtroom melodrama that they try to apply to people to screw them up. And Brian and all the guys and everybody in his family who had to run into this problem, you know, more power to those guys as well. It's so frustrating. Anything that we can do to try to, A, get the horses back, and B, push back against those people for manhandling this family.
Yeah,
I hope we can do.
I agree. Thanks, Guard. I'm really kind of stumbling right now because there is a lot of upfront work to understand the New Hampshire RSAs and what the
how the process is supposed to be working today. And that also takes some trial and error, but I want to get in there. I want to help. And eventually, this is going to be a real force to be reckoned with. When these bureaucrats come in and do things like this, it's going to be really, really bad news. And, Gard, I hope you get feeling better, man.
Thanks, Gardner, for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you. So we're in a position right now where the bureaucrats are lashing out against Free Staters. They are, this is the crackdown, perhaps, Mark, that you predicted, where they're not allowing cameras into courtrooms. They're raiding people's homes, stealing horses from them. I mean, this is perhaps just the tip of the iceberg as far as the depredations that they will engage in order to shut down this movement. Unfortunately, they're doomed to failure because they cannot possibly succeed. There are more of us than there are of them. There will be more of us moving here sooner rather than later. More people will be becoming active. And I don't think, well, I understand that this kind of behavior on the part of the police and the part of the government bureaucrats can be intimidating, and that's their intention. They want to intimidate you into not doing what Brian did, and that is living as a free man and refusing to obey these bureaucrats. So they want to intimidate you, and I know that some people may be successfully intimidated by this, but I hope an equal amount of people will be outraged and invigorated by this and decide to firm their plans up to come here to New Hampshire and get active, because nobody ever said this was going to be a cakewalk or a walk in the park or in any way an easy task to change society, to advance into a voluntary order, a true consensual society. No one said it would be easy, and many people will be targeted, but if we can bite them back with what Sam's looking at doing, if we can essentially file these criminal charges and scare them away from this kind of behavior, that would be a major success.
Well, they are scared right now, and that's what this is an indication of.
That's why they sent 12 cops.
That's why they called all of their buddies from the surrounding towns, because they see that things are changing. People are telling them no, and that's never happened to them before. People are filming them, and that's never happened before, and only more of it is going to start happening, and they're getting scared.
You know, I was looking, today I was just kind of thinking about this, like, what is the difference between, like, being mean and being evil? Because I think I met somebody who's evil today. And I think that an evil person, whether they're mean or nice or whatever they are, is believe they're doing the right thing.
Yes.
They're just going about doing it in a terrible fashion by hurting people.
It's willful ignorance.
More on the way here. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too.
We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do so by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. So it doesn't matter what you buy. They've got even used items. You can save a few extra bucks, and still a percent will go to us if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. FreeTalkLive.com, dozens of categories in which you can shop, open 24 hours a day for your shopping convenience. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. Start your shopping there. Let's continue with your phone calls and talk to Glenn in Montana. Glenn, you're on Free Talk Live. Glenn, Montana.
Are you serious? Are you guys serious about asking the question like evil people and so forth?
I'm not sure. What was the question?
The other guy had said something Mark. Like, you know, evil people doing what they feel is right, but just going about it in the wrong way. Ed Brown had mentioned something about there's one key factor, there's one linking factor, Masonics. Do you guys touch on that subject at all?
We've heard some people spout some paranoia about the Masons before.
Yes, it's all paranoia. There's no government conspiracies.
I thought you were talking about the Masons. Do you think the Masons are the government?
I knew
one was a dentist.
Hey, you know, if there was a bunch of guys that rolled up in horse carts and they were all one-eyed albino dwarves, I think there would be something to be said about one-eyed albino dwarves.
That they drive horse carts?
Here's a quote from one of the Masons. Once the Mason learns to control his emotion and to apply the dynamo of living power, the Mason can be assured to be able to control the seething energies of Lucifer. That's a guy called Manly P. Hall. He was a 33rd degree Mason. So many cops in the UK.
I thought the 33rd degree Masons were just appointed really there as a honorary position for donating a lot of money to charities.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a Mason. There were so many Masons.
You can read Paranoid Claptrap about any organization on the internet. So, I mean, I know that much.
What's the relevance?
Up until the point where they're showing up at your place and taking your horses. And like I said, Ed Brown had some.
Pretty sure it was the cops that stole the horses, not the Masons.
So many police and judiciaries are Freemasons in the UK that as far back as 1997, the Home Affairs Committee had to investigate.
How about the United
why
States?
Were there so many Freemasons in the police and judiciary?
Do you think
anywhere?
Do you think the British police came to Brian's house and took his horses?
Yes, dude, it's all a big conspiracy. I mean, the Freemasons are
I'm just telling you that
the
it's a story that doesn't make sense.
I agree.
Okay.
Hey, good luck with all that stuff. I mean,
thanks, brother.
Okay, toodles. We'll look out for the Masons and their evil secret plots. 800-259-9231. Sam, you look frustrated.
It seems ridiculous. And you try and ask these people reasonable questions, and you heard the response.
Well, you know, I think you could probably go through the police departments and find out who's in the Freemasons and who was in the Cub Scouts. And you will find out that there's at least as large a percentage of former Cub Scouts mm-hmm. in there as there are, you know, current Freemasons. And I think you could then draw the conclusion that the Cub Scouts brainwash people into being, you know, mindless automatons for the government.
And how to tie knots. They brainwash you how to tie knots.
You know, my dad at Camp Flying Eagle actually taught that particular badge.
Well, you know what I'd like to know, and this guy would never have answered these questions, as you can tell. He was just blowing off our questions. But, okay, let's say that what he's saying is true and that the Masons are behind everything. The Masons were the ones who plotted to steal Brian Travis's horses this morning. It were the Masons meeting together their evil Masonic lodges, making plots to control everyone's horses around the world. Or whatever it is that the issue is that the Masons... Apparently they control everything, according to the paranoiacs out there. So what are you going to do about it? I mean, if that's the truth, if the Masons are behind everything, what are you going to do about it?
And the other thing to really think about is, night after night on this show, you guys talk about the motivations of government and how it drives this kind of behavior, how police are incented to do these kinds of things, how government bureaucrats simply want to punish their enemies, help their friends, and usurp more power for themselves.
Yep.
That's all that's happening here. It happens over and over and over, and this show goes over example after example, and yet these people still want to go out and blame some magical organization.
It doesn't make any sense at all. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, maybe the Masons really are doing something terrible in there. What does that have to do with cops following orders that they know are wrong? I mean, really? So, you know, the police chief is one of the chief wahoos at the Masons. He's a 59th degree black belt with an orange stripe across it. And he says, all right, boys, go out and take this man's stuff because he doesn't have the proper paperwork. And round up some citizens with horse trailers and help them out. Now, suppose the Masons are doing it. What about the citizens? Those are the evil ones, too. That's the thing. If some cop says, come on, let's go take this guy's horses, well, don't you want to ask some questions? Well, yes, he's abusing those horses. Okay, well, and then when you get there and you see no abuse of any damn horses, what are you doing?
It's just mind-boggling that anybody could look at this situation and just say, well, it's the Masons. And then of course, they never suggest anything that could be done about it, right? Because what could you? There's a Masonic building right down the street from the studio. It was built by the Masons. It's got the little Mason indicator, their logo, on the top of it. And it, in fact, even has a Masonic temple thing inside. You can actually sneak up the stairs and go into this secret Masonic temple and see how weird it is. That is a little weird. Maybe a little spooky, but it's just some weird gentleman's club, and there are Masons that are nice guys that are not involved in, you know, evil deeds. I mean, that's the reality. But what should we do? If it's true that the Masons are the ones that are causing all this, should we go and firebomb all of the Masonic order facilities, target all of the Masons for extermination? No, that's not our movement. We're not interested in violent solutions to these problems, because first of all, violence is only going to begin more violence, and it's only going to cause more problems. Violence has never led to anything desirable for a long-term period of time. So
the solution is to expose them, to expose the Masons and look like a person that solves every problem with the same answer.
Right. You look like a maniac is what you look like. It's enough to expose the actual criminals. And the criminals in this case is the police chief and the police that actually did the raid this morning, the SPCA and their bureaucrats, they are the people who are responsible. Now, if it's true they're taking orders from people on high, higher up than the actual president of the SPCA or the chief of police or the attorney general or whoever, that doesn't really matter.
If all of them are Masons, this is what you're doing. You're hiding from the fact that power corrupts people. Not Masons, power corrupts people. So it doesn't matter if they're Masons or not. What you're saying is if we could just get the Masons out of there, the government will run fine. Well, there was a time when the government was run by Masons, and the Masonry dropped out of popularity in the early 1800s, and then really wasn't very popular until the 1900s again. So the government was not run by Masons at that time. Was that when government was good? Because I can show you case after case and time after time that the government stepped outside of its bounds and used tyranny to over its citizens. Citizens, including the Civil War.
They would tell you, you're wrong, Mark. The Masons have always been in charge.
Right, that was the Masons, the deeper, darker Masons. They were better at hiding themselves then.
Mm-hmm. I'm afraid I have a confession to make, guys. My grandfather was a Mason.
What degree was he?
Well, he had to, I don't know, he couldn't tell me these kind of things because it's so secret. He had to do some pretty evil things. I think to get in, he had to remember or memorize two verses from the Bible and learn their saying or something. So, Glenn, yes, I'm in on it. We're all part of the conspiracy, right. And we're out to get you.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to, let's go to Matt in Illinois. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hey, guys, can you hear me okay?
What's on your mind tonight, Matt?
Well, I'm still driving home from the Liberty Forum.
Ah.
And,
take the long way or what?
No. Oh, I spent the night last night at a place called Keene, New Hampshire, at the Super 8 Motel on Route 9.
Ah, oh, lovely.
And I left after Stefan Molyneux's speech, about 20 minutes after, because I had to say goodbye to all the fine people I met.
Mm-hmm.
And just felt that, you know, maybe I should just stop, pull over for the night. I didn't want to stay in the Crown Plaza. Costume. So,
well, there was a snowstorm last night as well, so it probably wasn't a bad idea.
Yeah, and I was told, I went to the Chili's across the street, 8, and I was told by a couple of locals that there was going to be snow and that I shouldn't try to take Pog back while it was snowing.
I'm not sure if you were just calling to tell us about your travel itinerary or if you had something else. Hang on, 800-259-9231. Hopefully there was a point to that. More coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.